Governments around the world have been trying to figure out how to help those whose lives and livelihoods have been upended by the pandemic. But zeroing in on who needs help the most can be complicated. The West African country of Togo ran into this recently when trying to distribute a limited amount of cash aid. As NPR's Malika Garib reports, they had to do some creative problem solving to figure out just where that money should go.
The pandemic has been tough for Eric Dosekpli. The farmer from Enfouane, Avele, Togo, has had trouble selling his cassava and black-eyed peas at the market. Customers stopped buying as much because of their own pandemic troubles. Then, he couldn't afford fertilizer to keep growing his crops.
I didn't know how I was going to buy food, to buy what's needed at home.
And with four children in school, he needed to pay school fees. Then around October, he heard people in his community buzzing about a new program. The government was giving away free money, about $13 a month for 5 months, a significant amount for Dosekpli. All he had to do was dial *855# to see if he qualified.
I didn't believe it.
He gave it a try anyway, and to his surprise, the money transferred to his phone. But how did the government know that Dosekpli needed the cash? In low-income countries, identifying people who have fallen on hard times due to the pandemic isn't easy. They are often informal workers. They're street vendors, farmers, laborers, and they don't have documents to prove how much they earn. So the Togolese government turned to artificial intelligence to help find people who qualified for the money. Sina Lawson is the country's Minister of Tech Innovation. The first thing they needed is what she calls a poverty map.
You have to understand where are the poorest districts, you know, and the poorest neighborhood within the poorest districts.
So they teamed up with a U.S. charity called GiveDirectly and turned to an expert at UC Berkeley named Joshua Blumenstock. He's figured out a way to pinpoint pockets of poverty virtually. Blumenstock fed satellite imagery into a computer program and was able to determine the income levels of the locations.
Poorer regions have different houses, different roofing material, different quality roads, different size plots of land.
Blumenstock and his team were able to identify 100 of the poorest areas in Togo, home to about 600,000 registered voters. But there wasn't enough money for everyone. They needed to shorten the list to the people who needed the money the most. So Blumenstock analyzed mobile phone behavior to find them.
Wealthier people tend to make international calls. They tend to buy airtime in larger denominations. They tend to make more calls than they receive because in Togo you only pay for outgoing calls.
He merged the mobile phone data with the satellite imagery and came up with a list of 60,000 names. One of them was Eric Dosekpli. For him, the money has been a godsend.
I can't imagine how I was going to live if not for this money. All I can say is thanks.
In the next few months, GiveDirectly will expand the program, distributing $10 million to 114,000 people in need. Malika Garib, NPR News, Nashville.